CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're headed to the surface of the planet Mars. With Curiosity, the brave rover on the surface, Bob Zimmerman is here to guide us through the adventures of Curiosity, especially because we always worry about the older rover and also its wheels. Bob, your charting here shows me that the people driving Curiosity are very careful right now. Where are they headed?
This post on Behind the Black was inspired by a wonderful mosaic panorama that they had posted. And they do these regularly, you know, it's by the navigation cameras on the rover. They do a mosaic to show them where they are and where they're going so that the engineers know how to steer the thing and guide it down the road. And so this panorama was nice because it looked not only back on where Curiosity has been as it traveled through these foothills, but it also shows where it's going. And so I was able to put the panorama up and mark it up to show people where the rover's been recently and where it's going. And it's kind of cool because you can see, and as I say in the post, Curiosity is truly traveling amid mountains, and it is the first human robot to do so on another world. We've never had any kind of rover or spacecraft traveling through this kind of terrain before, and it is mountainous terrain, and it's rocky, and as you say, that's always an issue with the wheels, so they have to be careful, but they're generally moving over terrain they expected to travel on that is not so bad. And in fact, if you look at the panorama, you can see the future route along what they call the Marker Band is a relatively soft, flat, sandy terrain that is not going to strain the wheels, at least for a good future for, you know, several more months. But, you know, once again, we're seeing its travels, and it's moving up the mountain into a slot canyon called Gittes Valles. The terrain views that we see now that are spectacular are only going to get better as time goes. For example, in Gittes Valles, they're going to be in a slot canyon with one wall going up 1,500 feet high. And the other wall is probably about 1,000 feet high. And so think about going to, you know, canyonlands in the United States, the spectacular slot canyons. This is what the rover will be doing in the coming years. And something to look forward to, John.
This so much looks like Monument Valley, Bob. The scene of all those John Ford Westerns. You could see John Wayne riding across this ahead of a cavalry troop.
Except once again, there ain't no life in this shot. You know, there's buffalo grass, there's trees, there's always some life, even in the most barren earth terrain. And this is terrain that has absolutely no life, and it hasn't been shaped by life in any way, shape, or form. On Earth, all the geography we see around us has been shaped in some manner by the existence of life. It's not just the geology, it's also the biology that makes it what it is. And on Mars, there's pretty much no evidence yet of any significant shaping of the geology by life. It's all inanimate processes that have been going on since the formation of the planet itself.
And Bob, the blue dot is where Curiosity is now.
That's on the overview map, yes, correct.
And the valley, it looks like it's been shaped by something that moved through it, a glacier?
That's a good question, yes. The reason they're in Gittes Valles, the reason they're even here, and it took 10 years to get to this valley, but this was really then the prime goal, is because it looks like a canyon formed by something flowing down like a slot canyon in the United States, you know, water flowing down. And, you know, what Curiosity has found is that there appears to be geological evidence that there was a lake in the floor of Gale Crater, and as it's been moving up the mountain, it's shifted into shoreline regions, the regions where the lake was intermittent, the shore would go up and down, and now they're moving into the regions that were always above the waterline. But the canyon itself looks like water flowed down the thing. And once again, this is the ultimate mystery of Mars right now, geologically. Its climate and its atmosphere and its temperature have never really allowed for liquid water on its surface, as far as we can figure out. And yet, somehow, there's evidence that liquid water existed. It's very possible that, no, this canyon wasn't formed by liquid water, but it was formed by glacial activity on an alien planet. So that means it doesn't quite fit what we think it should look like. And that's a myth. That's a speculation. We don't know that yet.
Let's go to the Martian glacier at 30 degrees latitude. Again, Bob, this could be the sign that water flowed, but we know that there are glaciers here. So is that suggestive of glaciers looking like water?
Yes, glaciers in many ways do function like water, but much more slowly. They flow downhill in canyons, and they carve out the terrain. On Earth, the canyons that are formed by glaciers don't look the same as canyons formed by flowing water, and there's a distinction. The canyons we've seen on Mars, I think, have generally made people think it was by flowing water, but we might be looking at an alien thing. So I've got a post on Behind the Black about glaciers below 30 degrees latitude. Almost all the glacial evidence they have found so far has been found north and south of 30 degrees. Once you get into the equatorial regions, things are dry, such as where Curiosity is. But you get above 30 degrees latitude and you start to find near-surface ice and evidence of glaciers. This particular post located a few images of glacial material that are below 30 degrees latitude. They're not far below. They're in the range of 26, 27, and 28 degrees latitude, but nonetheless, they're below it. So it does indicate maybe with elevation differences and other factors, you might get some near-surface ice closer to the equator. Once again, the presence of glaciers is so ubiquitous on Mars suggests we might have to change our thinking when we talk about Mars, John.
We're headed to the moon, but on our way to the moon, we note that there is a craft headed home. What's happened to Orion?
Orion has done its main engine burn as it did pass the moon this early this week, and it's now on its way back to Earth for a splashdown in the Pacific off the coast of California for this coming December 11th. That's on a Sunday. They had another issue where power units shut down unexpectedly. Nothing was affected significantly for the spacecraft. They say these are the kind of tuning up you do with a new spacecraft, and I agree with that. Nonetheless, it happened. But so far, everything is working fine, and it's on its way back. On the moon itself, Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter is in orbit, John, and it's taken another spectacular oblique sideways view picture of a crater. This is Aristarchus Crater, and I've posted it on Behind the Black because, once again, it's just spectacular. What can I say?
That was quite an asteroid that hit the moon. Boy, that's it.
Yes, Aristarchus Crater is known for its lava and very unusual geology, and it's also a crater that's very deep and has very steep interior rims, and that's what's spectacular about this. The rim is 9,000 feet high. That's significantly higher than the Grand Canyon, and it's extremely steep, and so it's dramatic, and so that's why I posted the image. It's really cool.
And Bob, the sunspot update, we'll get to that in the next conversation. I want to make sure that I understand right now about Orion. All's nominal. Is that correct, Bob, the way you say it?
Yeah, as far as they say, everything is nominal and it's functioning as it should. You know, they've had glitches, but and I'll use the word glitch here, none of them have been serious, and they've been able to recover every time. And so those are the kind of things you'd expect on a tune-up mission like this.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.